Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you can fire that custom monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster ride. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us.
All right, welcome to the show. I don't know where everybody's at tonight, but it's really cold outside.
You're just a wimp.
I am. I'm a cold weather wimp. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's all right. I can stay inside and bug mom all day. It's not any problem.
Yeah. You are a wimp. I have to say that.
Until she gets tired of me bugging her, and then all of a sudden it's time to go outside or somewhere and do something.
A you bugger anyway, not even like staying inside all day.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I probably bugger about a 5, I would say. Now, she may have a different scale.
I was thinking that scale might be a little different, but.
It's a graduated scale. I'm throwing myself a curve, okay?
Well, it is the start of a new year. It could be a little bit lower.
Well.
By the end of the year, it's a little bit of questionable.
It's only been, what, 3 days, 3 or 4 days? That's all
I don't
right.
even know. I don't even know which day is. Is it the 4th?
Well, I know it's Monday.
Okay. Yeah.
How about that?
I do know that. Thank goodness. So,
I'm glad you do at least know that. This is the Business Beware Show, too, as long as you don't know that. There's no easy button around here.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's, yeah. I do need an easy button. I didn't get that for Christmas, so I'm kind of a little upset about that one, actually.
That's because you get one every Christmas of your life you don't deserve anymore.
I know. I was kind of hoping Staples would just... Is it Staples or is it Office Depot? I don't want to get it wrong.
They own each other now, so it doesn't make...
Does it really?
I think they own each
okay.
other.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, speaking of January, it's actually...
Is this January?
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was bad that I know on the date, but all right. Yeah, we're good. Well, January is Biz Planning Month, which I'll say business planning because... Even mom said biz? You mean like business? So, yeah, business planning month.
We're just gelling when we say biz.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But actually, since it is business or biz planning month, shall we say, Google actually put this question out on Twitter, and they said, what small business lessons would you share with a business that's starting out?
Run.
Run really, run really far. Don't turn back, and don't ever think twice.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Yeah,
I'll say, run, Forrest.
Yeah, exactly. You know, well, since I saw that question, I put it out there to some people, and here were a few things that some people said. They said, if you're in the industry of selling products, don't only sell what you like. Incorporate other ideas or designs that would attract others to buy your products as well. That's pretty good.
I think that's good. It's just like. You know, sometimes, like you have taught me with the internet business, that sometimes it's good to, you know, show something out there that's your kind of your bread and butter, mm-hmm. and it draws people in to look at that, and then all of a sudden, then they can see the rest of what you have to offer,
right?
Or that you can, you know, or the different styles, or in your instance, you know, the styles and the colors and the variations that you can offer them for the products.
Right. Well, I was just talking about this the other day to one of my cousins, and I was even telling about, I was showing him some new products with stuff. And I said, you know, my problem is sometimes I go with something I'm a little more like apt to buying myself, instead of thinking, you know, I probably should do one or two things like that that would attract people in the other, you know. And
that's exactly
I think,
right.
Well, it's a comfort thing, because you're like, oh, I love that. And you look at something else and you're like, I could do that, but I don't. But I think that's smart. You got to bring in.
You do, and you have to mix some different things in, because let's face it, just because you have this certain taste doesn't mean that everybody has that same taste. And that's pretty much a given, but you have to learn that over the years, because the way that I do business is not the way that other people should do business.
Right.
It's not that I do it right or I do it wrong. It's just that's the best way that I found over 30 years works for us to make a living doing a small business, a mom and pop, should we say, you know, type business.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. That doesn't mean it would work for someone else.
Right, exactly. Well, another one was, don't think that you can do it all. Pick one or two things and master it better than your competitor. That's good.
Well, niche.
Right.
Niche. Whatever you want to call it.
Don't say niche.
I know. I know. People say that, though, and
it's like
I don't
tomato.
Agree with you.
Quiche
or quiche.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think, I will say this, though. Think about, like, when you first start, because I think back to, like, when we first started Business Beware, I will always say this, where I tried to do, like, okay, when social media became big, I did, like, all 10 of the top ones, shall we say, and I ran myself ragged to the point. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know this is kind of, like, not just business-wise, but even, like, trying to make your business bigger and better, but that's even social media-wise. I say pick one or two and be good at it, you know?
Yeah. Like, absolutely. And it's whether it's social media or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, make those your mainstay.
Right.
And it would depend, you know, if it's, let's say, Facebook or whatever, you know, Twitter. It doesn't make any difference. It depends on what type of business you have.
Right.
That would determine which is going to work the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just like advertising Yellow Pages or, you know, in the newspaper, you know, full page ads in the Yellow Pages, which are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And do they bring in enough? You know, a lot of people look at the full-page ads whenever you're up against the other people. I've had people say this all the time. I'm not going to call them because they've got to pay for their ad in the Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to think that you're overpriced. But it depends on what type of business you're in. If you're, you know, let's say a doctor, they know that they're going to, you know, your service is going to be high anyway.
Right.
So it's not like if you were, you know, a house painter.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, with a house painter, you look at that big ad and go, maybe I will be paying for that ad. But if you're looking for a doctor's office, then, you know, that's not as big of a thing to think about with, you know, spending that kind of money per month.
Right.
Oh, so yeah. There's a lot to it.
Oh yeah, exactly. And yeah. I mean, social media, you know, if you were a plumber, you probably wouldn't want to do Instagram because that might be interesting.
Well, I don't know. It depends. You know, if you're a really good-looking plumber, it may be okay.
Well, I was thinking the other side of that. With that, well, yeah,
I know what
if
you were
looking,
thinking.
That's great.
There you go.
I mean, I'm just going to say, like, Jesse
Metcalf,
that's fine.
Well, you could be a plumberess, too. I mean, it could be, you know, there's lady plumbers now.
Yeah,
so.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Well, this one is, don't assume everyone will love your product or service. That's the truth.
Well, you may have a great product and a horrible service, and you may have great service and a horrible product. It's really good when you have a great service and great product. Then
yeah.
You're
two
winning.
For two.
That's right.
Go for two.
Mm-hmm. BOGO.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I mean, a lot of times, you know, when a lot of people, when they first start their business, especially, you know, being younger, you think everything will go your way. But, you know, when they think, oh, everybody's going to love what I'm doing. I'll never forget the guy. Remember Jason Sadler with mm-hmm. Our Your T-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
He actually was one of the, he said, when I started my thing, I thought, oh, everybody's going to love what I'm doing. And he said, you wouldn't believe I even have family members write me emails saying, dude, you're going to fail. Like, well, he actually did really well, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, so, it took him a while too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, burn your shirts. The thing is, he had stick-to-itiveness.
Well, that's it.
And he did, because you got to realize in his position too, we've talked about this, you know, I mean, he didn't require a lot of money. And there was a lot of open days for a long time.
Right.
First year or two that he was going, that he didn't wear anybody's T-shirt that day.
Right.
So, but he was able to do that because he didn't have a lot of overhead.
Right.
Now, if you go in there and you all of a sudden you're renting a building and you're doing this and you're doing that and you know you've got truck notes and car notes or you know insurance and you know utilities and everything else, then all of a sudden you better be wearing someone's T-shirt every day. You know, so there's yeah. you know, it depends on what right. you know, is it brick and mortar store? Is it going to be over the internet?
Right.
You know, you're going to be selling stuff in your pajamas. Hey, that's okay.
Right.
That's the trend.
Selling stuff in pajamas. That doesn't sound so bad.
Well, you could wear someone's pajamas now and put their ad on it, too.
That
if
might be questionable.
If you're good looking, that's
I
okay.
I can imagine some of the
Here we go.
Pajamas. That
Have I said that before?
Yeah. Well, the last one someone sent in, it said, price your product fairly, then adjust as you go while staying competitive.
And we've talked about that many times, too, is, you know, if your sales start going really good, up your price. You know, level out, you know, what your production can be. And if your production can be only 50, you know, per month of a certain item, and you're trying to kill yourself doing 60, go back to 50, up your price, and guess what? Your bottom line is going to soar.
Right.
You're going to thank us. You're going to send us a check is what you're going to do for the advice.
And an easy button, please. That would be nice.
They send a check, I'll buy you an easy button. How about that?
I want five of them. I want to give them away as presents.
That's not easy. They will be regifting them, I guarantee you.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. So anyway.
Since we just had Christmas.
yeah, exactly. But easy button, whatever. So anyway, I thought that was interesting about, you know, because I think most people, especially with the new year, a lot of people always kind of start out, they think, oh, my New Year's resolution, I'm going to start my business the first of the year. So it's always interesting to see what
people. Along with a lot of other things, too. The first of the year.
Yeah, it was scary.
Absolutely. Hey, I think we're going somewhere tropical.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back. We'll talk about small businesses some more.
Want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold. Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, if you have any questions or you want to check out, you know, a little bit more about who we are, what we do, and I don't know why you want to know about more about Father, but if you want to learn about what we do at Business Beware, you can learn more at businessbewareshow.com. And
I'm the interesting one. What are you talking about?
Well,
you're boring.
Know, well, boring. Maybe that's true. They can find out. You can boring. Find out for yourself. Easy, bud.
Boring.
You can learn more at businessbewareshow.com. Or you can send the questions to me at ashley@businessbewareshow.com. Don't send them to him, like I was saying.
Actually, her new email address is boring@businessbewareshow.com.
Boring? I'm actually going to create one of those and see.
Y'all do that. I bet you get more than I do.
I bet. Well, speaking of what we do at Business Beware. Oh, great.
I'll send 50 of them.
Oh, great. Maybe a picture of an easy button with you in the... This is really funny. I'm trying to think, how do you even go into this? Because I'm just going to use the title of the article here. It says, "Say hello to 2016's first horrible customer," which we refer to them so lightheartedly as custom monsters, which is a person that cannot be pleased and they like to make other people's lives miserable in their past.
You usually have no joy.
Mm-hmm.
I can go on forever.
I know,
they're dear
we could.
To us. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're boring. Boring.
And they're boring. Well, anyway, so this one comes from, we're going to give credit to where credit's due, the lady's name, Holly Jones, that was in...
Call her out.
At, well, why not?
Go for it.
She did it herself. Well, Kilroy's downtown Indianapolis, Indiana. So apparently New Year's Eve, it's a place like a restaurant you eat at. And so they were having a New Year's Eve thing, whatever. Well, apparently a lady... had a heart attack at the restaurant during New Year's Eve and everything else. Mm. Well, this lady, Holly Jones, got upset, and so she decided to post on Kilroy's downtown, you know, restaurant, their Facebook page.
Oh.
So I thought I'd give you a little
social
glimpse.
Media at its best.
Well, actually, it's been since deleted. Imagine that she deleted it, but they took screenshots of it. So they took screenshots of, you know, so, see, this is the problem. Don't. Do stuff and then think that you're not going to get caught, especially whenever you're just going off about people.
Yeah.
And, you know.
There's no easy button for taking stuff back.
No.
Uh-uh.
There's no delete.
No.
Delete button.
Well, you can delete it.
We can delete it.
It's still there somewhere.
Exactly. Well, just to give you a glimpse, I won't read the entire thing because some of it's got a nice few explicatives that she felt.
And you can't say those.
No.
I'm going to be ready to go. Beep.
Beep. Yeah. Well, she said, "I will never go back to this location for New Year's Eve. After the way we were treated when we spent $700 and having our meal ruined by watching a dead person being wheeled out from an overdose, my night has been ruined."
Goodness gracious.
"Every year we have come to Kilroy's and enjoyed a New Year's Eve, and tonight we screamed at the manager and they walked away from us and they were ignoring us the entire time." So apparently...
And I wonder why.
Oh, I know. So anyway, well, the lady was more worried about the woman that was on the floor having a heart attack, the waitress. You know, so anyway, she's going off, and she was even complaining about the bill, and she's like, I'm not going to pay, and I'll never come back here, blah, blah, blah. Basically,
I bet
sums
they
it
don't
up.
Want her back.
Well, Chris, the manager, wrote her back.
Oh.
I thought I'd give a little bit of insight. I thought it was pretty good. But so Chris, he says, hi, Holly, thanks for reaching out. We love feedback, whether it be positive or negative. I especially like feedback like this so others can see the disgusting people that we have deal with this. We have to deal with sometimes. First of all, the overdosing junkie that you speak of was a 70-year-old plus woman who had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, she was finally revived at the hospital and survived. It sounds like you were very concerned about her, so I thought you should know. So anyway, he keeps going and talks about, you know, telling about the lady, and he says, I appreciate you making my server cry, who never cries, and I'm sure you really enjoyed your New Year's Eve. And, so anyway, he keeps going, and it says, but I like this, but honestly, I'm glad to hear you won't be coming back to Kilroy's, because we wouldn't want anyone as cold-hearted and nasty as you returning. I appreciate anyone who chooses to spend their money at Kilroy's until they act like you. You can take your money anywhere else after that, and I won't lose a second of sleep over it. Happy New Year.
What was your name?
Holly Jones.
Well, Holly, I'm going to go one further than that, and we're going to take your picture and send it to every restaurant in Indianapolis, and they're going to post it at the front door so that you can't eat anywhere. That's what they should do. She'd have to move. She'd have to go somewhere like
that. Well, I'm pretty sure she's, you know, right now. She's probably not too happy because, I mean, it went viral.
Well, I'm sure she's very, you know, she's probably upset at herself for what she did because, you know, if she knew what would have happened, she probably wouldn't have done it. And she probably was, I'm sure, upset because, you know, she may have just gotten upset at the situation. But here's the thing. You know, get upset, but once you leave the place, 10 minutes or 15 minutes or the next day, don't, you know, write an article like that or, you know, on social media, whatever it may be.
Right.
You know, and and show your stupidity to everybody. Did I say that?
Well, but I mean, come on. Really? You're going to sit there and go off about a person that, like, is having a heart attack in the middle of the restaurant? And
well, it, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Compared to, like, oh, my life is over. My New Year's Eve is
over. It's fair to be upset, you know, while it's going on because, you know, maybe her, just like the waitress, too. I mean, Holly may have really not, the waitress may not have cried at Holly without the given situation because, you know,
right.
the, you know,
well,
because
sure.
of the emotions and everything else. So, mm-hmm. but, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours later the next day, you know, that's really showing your ignorance. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to write something like that and post it and think that someone's going to, you know, like that. Did she have any likes? You know?
No, I don't
if
know.
She did, we need to find out who they were.
No. Well, and that's
it wasn't the sweet little old lady's family, I can tell you that.
No, and that lady was with her husband and, like, her kids at the thing. And of course, they're sitting there, so, like, that's what you're worried about? Oh, my, your bill is messed up and you didn't get your rolls. That's...
Yeah.
So, anyway, but that's...
I don't understand people. But we always say, you know, that I'm going to tell you something, that is, you know, that may be the Custom Monster of the Year, and this is our first show.
I know, when I saw that, I thought, oh,
we
man.
We got to bring that one back. That's archival. You know? I mean,
oh, no. Well, you know,
that's one of the best ones.
You got to think about before you do something like that. Because it could go viral.
That goes back to the one that ate the artichoke.
Oh, yeah.
At Houston's, remember?
They ate the entire thing. And
ate the
said,
entire
you didn't
thing.
Tell me how to eat it. Well,
you didn't tell me you were supposed to eat the whole thing, so I choked on it.
I never saw you raise your hand, sir, in the middle of it.
I didn't know you're that dumb. I wouldn't eat any of the artichoke anyway, the way it looks, but much less the core and everything.
I didn't know it was edible. I thought that was a plant.
Well, I hope she had salt and pepper. She probably had a lot to drink, eat that way. I'm to wash it down, not to drink. She may have a lot to drink anyway. Or he, whoever it was. I can't remember now, but I can tell you this.
I don't know.
That's comparable to that. No, that's not even comparable. I'm sorry. That's Holly, you disgust
no,
me.
No, I think Holly takes the gold on that one.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Wait, if she was in the Olympics... If she was in the Custom Monster, we need to do that, a Custom Monster Olympics. You know that? We really do.
Yeah.
She would take the gold. She would stand on the tallest platform that there is.
Oh my God. Well, you know, speaking of, if you have any customer stories you want to share with us, by all means, send them our way because we're always looking for interesting stories to deal with. I hear them all the time and try to share as many as I can, but please send them to us.
Send them to boring at businessbeware.com.
Lord.
Yeah, whatever it is. Actually, I take it back. Custom Monsters are not boring now. Anything but. We'll be right back. We got the fire, and we burning one hell of a something. They're
gonna see us from outer space. Outer space. Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is, you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Novitis for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Novitis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Novitis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Novitis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. You know, we've been having a lot of fun talking about Holly, Custom Monsters, and Easy Buttons. And now we have to move on and graduate and really talk about some business stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't want to.
Easy Button.
You and that Easy Button, you've been on that for about 2 months now, but that's all right. I can deal with it.
2 months and 3 days.
You probably know exactly. You're probably right.
If I'm right, I'd be surprised.
I'd be surprised if you're ever right. But that's okay.
Well, that's
okay.
That's very true, actually.
You know, a while back we talked about, you know, we're always harping on, you know, when you and I guess a lot of people are probably like you and I. They're going to get on the internet and Google or Yahoo or WooWee something and try to find some things. And that's one of them in it. I thought it was. I don't know where I got that from, but it could be. Yeah. It should be now. Anyway, woo-wee. So, you know, we're always talking about when you search things, there's so much out there, and you have to be so careful with it because, you know, you can get some false information, you can get some great information, and, you know, Mom and I are always talking about the internet and how great it can be and how bad it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the best of both worlds. There's no doubt about it. I think it's 2 or 3 months ago we were talking about, excuse me, there was an article that they talked about having a small business seminar at a library. And I brought it up and I started reading everything that they had. I started reading the seminars that they had and started listening. I wish I could find the story again. It's in the archive somewhere down there on the floor. And you know, it talked about they had absolutely nothing to offer. Small business people at the thing. I think it was like, you know, how to organize a card catalog and different stuff like that. It had nothing to do with small business, and I was making fun of them, a little jest, which I usually do that. It's not my fault. It's just the way I'm made.
Yeah.
It's just inside of me, and I like to try to find the light and the easy things and everything. But, you know, the other day I was looking. I did a search about small business seminars and everything because I like to keep up with everybody, and I found this one, which I thought was really cool. And this is really serious. Mm-hmm. It's a small business networking breakfast. It was a Fayetteville chapter, is where it was. I don't know what Fayetteville it was, but I was really impressed with it because it lists, you know, some of the things that they were going to be doing, like in the library one. Everyone was stupid. It was like, you know, how to groom your dog with one arm and different things like that. It was really some stupid stuff. But this one was really good.
I'd like to know that, actually.
Well, you can go to that. They were probably, I think, whenever I looked at it, they were having it the next day and they had two people signed up for it. So they may not, I don't know, they probably won't have it again. If you're a small business person, it's probably the two instructors were the two signed up. But this one's really good because it said at 9 a.m. They're going to have... economic empowerment and development, introduction to small business certifications. The next one was, I don't know, that one, 9 a.m. 2:30. Somebody is full of air, I guess, but it was a long one. And then 2:30 is basics of bookkeeping. And then at 6 p.m., wow, they went a long time. I hadn't even looked at all this. 6 p.m., they went to improve your credit for a business loan. And then, here's two of them in... same time, 6 p.m., Fundamentals of Human Resources. And so, you know, on and on. Oh, here's a good one, 6 p.m. Oh, they had three at once. Wow, they were really cracking there. How to Write a Business Plan. But this is good stuff. You know, and so here's, and we're going to talk a little bit more here in a minute. I got some more stuff for you. We found on the internet that's pretty interesting about businesses. But then it goes to 9 a.m. I don't know, job search basics. So, boy, they skipped around, didn't
they? So what you're saying with this seminar is it's actually a good one.
It was a good one. And now, 6 p.m., how to start a small business. They should have started with that one in the morning. I will say that. That maybe should have started with that one. They put that at 6 p.m. Maybe they thought, hey, if you still like it, if you want to start a business, stick around for 6 p.m. You know, the keynote speaker will be talking to you. But anyway, that was good. And, you know, that's what you have to look for, because a lot of times, you know, just because you hear that, you know, they're putting on a business seminar or, you know, they're having a expo or whatever it may be, check it out and see, it's kind of like a book. Whenever I go look at a book and, you know, I want something informative, I'll open the book up and I'll read the chapter, you know, the headings of the chapters.
I always read the last page.
Well, there you go, see, and then you know that's your easy button, I guess.
I always want to know what's going to happen in the end. Well, you know, I think one of the smartest things I can do for a small business seminar or something, this is just my opinion, but I think when you bring in people that, like, are successful business people, small business, I mean, they don't even have to, like, have a big name or anything. But when you bring in people that, like, and do a Q&A, have them sit up at the front. So whenever these that, like...
Like a round table.
Right.
Yeah.
So that way they can go... They know, obviously, they can tell them what their specialty is and different things. And then, like, if someone's in the room... I mean, because we know a small business, a lot of things relate in and around the same thing. You know what I mean? So, like, even if you sell pet products or this one, you're over here and you sell some other kind of product. Doesn't matter. I mean, it's still in the same
vicinity. Well, sales are sales.
Right.
I mean, you know, and especially if it's retail.
Right.
You know, if they're
but
in
I,
the same category.
I think they need to do more of that, where it's like people can ask. Because people like the face-to-face where you can go, hey, I have a question. And, you know, it could be someone that does have a big name. Then, you know, you're going to have tons of questions. But I think that would be a smart thing for people to do. Hey, 2016, start doing it. I'm just saying.
The year of round tables.
Business,
mom and pop round tables.
I mean, because think about it. Like, if someone just has to state the entire time and talk the entire time, you know, they may only be focused on one thing. You bring in a few people, and people can ask questions.
I mean, you think about it. Also, if you are listening to, I had a man tell me this one time. He's really pretty wise. If you're sitting listening to a round table, and there's men and women both in it, and the men and women both agree on the same thing, book it. I'm serious as hard as that. A man told me that about 20 years ago. He said, you know, when you go to these seminars, and he was half lit when he told me that, but there's a lot of wisdom there.
Well, actually, there's a lot of wisdom to that. I was trying to take in. You said half lit, so.
Yeah. You sound like you're half lit, but that's all right. But he was being funny, but that's pretty smart if you think about it.
Oh, yeah,
if
definitely.
They're up there and they're talking and the men are agreeing with the women and women are agreeing with the men on a certain subject, then you better write that one down.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to work.
Mm-hmm. True.
And otherwise, just listen to women because the men are full of hot air.
I was going to say that, but I figured
you would come back around
to your senses.
Come back around my senses. Uh-huh. Yeah, what one sense I had left.
I didn't say it.
Of smell. Excuse me. Moving right along, we're going to talk about, it was very funny that I looked up, there was someone sent this to me, and it was about what are the best states to start a small business in? And they, you know, the question was, what do you think is the best state to start a small business in? Have you got any idea, Ashley?
Me?
Yeah.
My thought would be like, I would think like Texas or something. I don't know why.
Now you're looking at my notes over here, but that's
okay.
Really,
no, I'm really not. That would be my first.
Well, Texas is a good one, but what I wrote back to him and I said, the one that you can make the most money in.
Oh, okay. So it was like a, I see.
No,
it's a joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's the truth.
It's a trick.
Well, you have to look at a lot of different things.
Right.
You know, a lot of states give you tax breaks. Mm-hmm. I know even in Tennessee way back whenever we were living there, a lot of municipalities will give you a tax break if you like if you'll open your business in, I don't know how to say it, but like a rundown neighborhood, because they want to build that neighborhood back up. So they'll give you tax breaks and some different. There's even programs that you can that they'll give you for doing things like that. But what was really interesting was whenever I started looking at all these different states that these articles were saying were, the best states to start in. And I'm going to start with these, and we may not have time to finish right now, but we'll come back to it. So bear with me. I saw two articles. One was with CNBC, and the other one was with CNN. I saw six, but I want to compare these two first because I thought this was kind of humorous since they were owned by the same company. And so anyway, I'm going to go down the list here real quick. CNBC says Maryland is number one. CNN says South Dakota. CNBC says Colorado second. CNN says Nevada. CNBC says Virginia's third. And CNN says Wyoming's third. CNBC says Utah is four. And CNN says Washington is four. CNBC says Massachusetts is fifth. And CNN says Florida is fifth.
I kind of look at that as like the Democrats and the liberals. The Democrats and the Republicans, my bad.
Careful how you say things.
I know, right? Whoops. I mean, it's like they got, wow.
Same company. Hey. They didn't get one of them right.
Was I right with Texas?
We'll talk about it when we come back. What states are best to start in? She says Texas. We'll be right back.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show, by the way, but I'm pretty sure that Mother, she's listening, she's dancing right
yes,
now.
Yes, I know. That. Is that Feral?
Uh-huh. That,
yeah, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, funny story about Mother.
If she's listening, she better be listening to the show.
Funny story about her. This is how cute Mom is. So her ringtone is happy, right?
Right.
So she's driving in the truck. You remember this. And all of a sudden, it comes on. Mm-hmm. And she starts dancing to it, and we're like, Mom, your phone's ringing.
She called
it on
phone.
The radio. It was amazing. I mean, they don't even, everybody had to tell, they're like, I love your mother. She's, yeah. So anyway, I had to say that. Every time I hear that song, I think of her. So, but anyway, we're back. But I also want to give a shout out, too, because Biz Talk Radio, they have, if you are on the go, which most people are these days, they have the iTunes app or for, I think, you know, the Android and all that different stuff, however all that works. Mm-hmm. But you can download it and you can take the show on the go and all the other shows.
And archived and everything,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah, I think old podcasts and everything else. So
you can listen to us all the time if you want to, I guess.
I would advise against that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if
especially
you want to.
Especially don't drive and listen to Business Beware.
I know. That might
it
be
may
bad.
Be contagious.
So. Might be bad, yeah.
Could be very bad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there was this, you know, everybody with, like, 2016, it's kind of like, you know, I think everybody wants to put it in their headline and start off like, these are the things you need to do this year, which is great. But there's this one I came across. It's actually on Inc., which is actually really good. I do like their stuff. Mm-hmm. It says, your small business marketing checklist for 2016. So, number one, make sure your website is mobile friendly. I will say this, because there's a lot of websites. You know, we were just talking about this. You know, some websites people just don't, they don't keep up with. They don't.
Yeah, they put it up there and forget it.
Yeah, and you forget it and you don't, you know, update things and different things. You could have different hours and your old hours are on there, or you're, you know, I don't know, or you have new products and you haven't put your new stuff on there.
You could have somebody hack it. You don't
that
even
too.
Know it.
Cybersecurity people.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I can name one right now.
I can name 10. But yeah, the mobile.
They're just aliases, but go ahead.
I know. Mobile friendly. I will say that. So, but a lot of, actually, I will give you this tip is if you're looking for a website and you're looking for like a theme, a lot of times you can buy just a theme and put it on like your site or your WordPress or whatever it is. But they now make them all like, make sure it says mobile friendly. Because mm-hmm. what it'll do is when you go to like on your phone, your iPad or anything else, it will show a smaller version of that website. So, mm-hmm. which it won't be jumbled and garbled.
Doesn't it take out a little bit of the text, too, and everything?
Because it takes out some stuff.
But it won't be jumbled.
But, yeah, it's more user-friendly. Because a lot of times, if it's not, then it has stuff everywhere and nobody can read it. And sometimes it gives you that weird JavaScript thing where you can't even, I don't know. So, FYI, yeah, make it mobile-friendly. Make sure it's mobile-friendly.
Well, I mean, how many people nowadays with all the, you know, people now buy days, let me start over with that. People nowadays buy so much, time for their data on their phones because that's what they use. A lot of them don't even use a laptop anymore. Now, this is probably 30 years old and younger because I can't read my phone. Let's face it.
That's
but,
the truth.
But they do.
Right.
So I think that's a great thing, for people to think of.
Yeah.
But doesn't it cost to convert that? I mean, you have to have someone do that, right?
No, that's what I'm saying is like actually a theme. If you buy a theme from somebody, a lot of people make themes that you can buy the theme to put on your WordPress. So it's a like one-click deal. And then that theme is actually WordPress, mobile, user-friendly, whatever. So I'm saying just look for that if you're looking at buying something.
So you should be theme smart.
Yeah, kind of. I got it. Something like that. But number two is focus on content.
You mean like get to the point?
Pretty much.
I mean, and you've told me for how long? I mean, when you have so many seconds to impress someone or you lose them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ask Donald Trump. I mean,
oh yeah.
You know, what he says.
I think the theory is kind of one of those things you grab them within the first 5 seconds, and usually it's a good photo.
Mm-hmm.
And some kind of bold headline.
Well,
that,
he
like,
lost out on the good photo.
Well, he's taken a few good ones. But no, I mean, that's kind of like if you have a product, I say that, but if you have a really good photo, I mean, think about a magazine when you flip through it and you see a really good photo. I mean, I'd stare at that photo and I'm thinking, man, I don't have that, but I like that. But and so it pulls me in. I'm like, I want to look and see where the other.
A good photo to me is mountains, snow-capped mountains, or lake, serene. Or a cabin.
Saying, like, put that in a snow globe or something?
You
see what I'm saying.
You had
like
your 5 seconds.
Even a plate of food. Like if you're a restaurant, I'm just saying. I mean, that's going to pull me in.
Don't
and
put
go,
dog chow on there, right, if you're at a restaurant.
No.
Okay.
No. Unless it's the powdered sugar kind.
Puppy chow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then number three is realize the day of the salesman is dying. I thought you'd be interested in this one.
That's pretty good because pressure. Mm-hmm. And sales pitches, and people don't want to hear that anymore.
Right?
They're too busy. It's sad, but that's the truth. They're too busy. They don't want to hear a sales pitch. What can you do for me? Don't give me a pitch. Just tell me, what's the bottom line? What's the cost?
Mm-hmm. What
does your dog chow cost?
Well, the 5 seconds you have, it's like I'm telling you, you see the product or you see the plate of food. I go, I want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I don't. Some people. Don't even, care what the cost is.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So
it's just like commercials on TV. I mean, think about it. Mm-hmm. Every time I see a Pizza Hut deep pan dish pizza, they got me They got me at sausage.
See, they didn't even have to give you a sales pitch. It just said, hey, right. Robert, here's a pan pizza. What's up?
Pizza. All right.
So, yeah, anyway, but those are the top three on the thing. I thought, oh, that's pretty good. So, But my thing is, make sure your content is pretty good, though.
Cool. I like that. That's some good points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you this. How do you deal with a distressed or unreasonable customer?
Easy button.
I never get anywhere with you. That's all right.
Oh, that's for me. Never mind.
No, that's it's good. Easy button. Not everybody has one. So
actually, I just give
them
a lollipop.
Let me. If you don't have an easy button, how do you do it?
Calm the angry customer down?
Well, there's articles about this. Calm them down. Communicate.
I don't think I can say it over the air.
And and give a hearty thank you. There's many more things to do. There's some words to avoid. Like calm down. What's your problem? That's not our fault.
That might not be this.
Listen to me. I'm not going to repeat this again. Why can't you be reasonable? Well, there's nothing else I can do. Like I said, folks, I got to tell you, the internet can be wonderful and it can be hurtful. Mm-hmm. Some of these articles are really dumb.
Just, Here's our tip for the week. Don't be a Holly Jones.
That's exactly right. Happy 2016, and we will see you next week.
See ya.
See ya.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.